the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Just one.
Today is the day that we played the one word song game. It is at the end of today's show,
which is playing
right now.
I'm here too, I just don't want to talk.
Those Two Girls.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday indeed.
Can I give you a tip via my sister?
Sure.
Who is very creative and handy on the home front.
Okay.
Now, she has brass window casement openings. Window locks.
Like the fittings, yes, for the windows.
Yep. They'd gotten a bit, not rusty, but the patina.
Tarnished.
Do you know what she put on them? And they came up an absolute treat. Tomato sauce.
Ooh.
Tomato sauce on the tarnished brass
for bring them up.
20 minutes. They came up like they were under lights in a jewellery store.
Wow.
I am not kidding.
So, what is it? The sugar in it? The sugar and the vinegar and the tomato sauce must do it.
Well, I think so, because I can seem to recall when my other sister had blonde hair extensions. You're not supposed to swim in a chlorinated
That's
pool.
That's right.
Of course, one Christmas, we all wet her, put her in the pool. Her blonde extensions
turned
went
green.
She was hysterical, basket case, because they cost a lot of money. We slathered her head in tomato paste and tomato sauce, got rid of the green.
Yeah.
Remember
when you made me go peroxide blonde?
Yes.
That's what the hairdresser said to me. She said, if you turn green, tomato sauce. Or before you go for a swim, just cover your head with conditioner.
Wow.
And the conditioner will act as a protectant.
Yes.
And it won't go green in the first place.
This should be a segment on Better Homes and Gardens tonight on TV. Things you can do with tomato sauce. Joe Griggs, we're here for you if you need us.
Who?
Aaron, how dare you? She is the queen.
You know what? She's somebody who should be on one of those new Australia Post calls.
Oh, Australia Post.
Jo Griggs.
Those Two Girls, Aussie Friday icon. Morning.
Guys, I'm approaching week 3 of my broken foot.
This is the end
of week 2, which means I only have 4 weeks left in this blasted boot.
Do you remember when Lee's boy turned 10 and we heard about that until he turned 11? This is what I think the 6-week-long foray into a broken bone is.
You know, sometimes I think you're happy I broke my foot because it gives us all this content. So you should be happy and you should bow down at my broken metatarsal.
You know what? When you put your foot in my face for me to massage at mid-show, I think you know that I've gone to great lengths to support
you. My point
is,
Sarah, one of the things that has buoyed my spirits along this horrific journey of broken bones and moon boots is the fact that my husband texted me something. You know our relationship with texts.
Okay. I mean, I don't. Whenever I hold Lisa's phone, it's a precarious situation where my own heart starts racing in case I stumble across something I shouldn't.
When I was at the hospital, Sarah, back 2 weeks ago, I sent my group we have a family thread, okay, a messenger thread with like 25 people on the text. And I sent the whole family a photo of myself in a wheelchair with my broken foot all sort of taped up with ice packs and looking twisted. Okay, I'm wearing ripped jeans and it's taken from, you know, like an angle.
A bird's eye view.
A bird's eye view, thank you. And I sent it off to the family thread. And one of my cousins.
Where did you send it again? I didn't catch that the first time.
And how many people are in the thread?
Don't hate me because I'm a European member of a large family in a large group thread. One of my cousins said, oh no. She could have been more expressive, but that's what she wrote. But then I'm just going to pass you the phone, Sarah, and you can read out what my brother-in-law wrote.
Okay. So brother-in-law, Gray, said, just showed Dane, and he said, oh, what? He said, tell her feet look hot.
And that, my friends, is unconditional love. And when I needed it the most, when I was feeling down and ugly, that's what I got from my husband.
Aww.
And no, he does not have a foot fetish, if that's what you're all thinking. Not at all. Not one iota. He just.
Sometimes I do look at you two and I think, oh, for a love like that. because I can 100% confirm in the almost 16 years I've been with my husband, he has never once told me my feet look hot. Ever. And I don't know whether to be pleased or start crying over that fact.
I just love that. I mean, he was probably being facetious. It doesn't matter. I'm not taking it that way, am I?
It's those two girls.
Your feet look hot. What rot? Nobody's feet look hot.
Mine do.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
My close friends and family have revealed to me that I apparently have an incredibly irritating habit. Now, I think they're getting the best of me and I of them, but what I like to do when I take myself out for a walk or a jog is make the best use of that hour of my time by calling the people that I love. Now, yesterday, on my sojourn around my neighbourhood, I called 5 people.
Oh, my God, why? Don't you want to just jog in peace?
Well,
why would you want to talk when you're out of breath?
Well, firstly, I called Mum and she answered the phone. Hello. Hi, Mum. It's me. And she said, oh, for God's sake, Sarah, are you calling me when you're exercising
again?
Yeah,
she knows what's what. She doesn't want to hear it.
I am. I've just got these hills to do and just talk to me. Oh, I get to 6 kilometres. And so
you're using her as a distraction.
Minutes. Then I hear, oh, God, I'm going to get your father. I've had enough of this. I can't have a conversation. Vince! Vince! Sarah's walking again. She needs you to talk to her. Then I hear, hello. And Dad talks to me for 5 minutes until he's had enough. That conversation
ends. Is that
ends.
Your dad?
Yeah. Then I called my husband, Wills. We had a
so
chat.
So you're not
until
actually doing any
no
talking.
More.
You're expecting the person on the other end of the line to perform a
to
monologue.
Yes.
Then and
I
entertain
called,
you.
One of my best friends. Then I called my work colleague. That's you, Lee. And
you are a cat.
I was the friend. You were the work colleague.
And is it that bad? Is it that bad when you're talking?
Well, it's
to
very
me while
one-sided,
I'm exercising.
Isn't it? I tried to get off the phone 3 times and you tried to like
I did wonder when you were saying things
in.
Like, Sarah, I'm having a wine on the porch.
That's right.
Yes, so what? Talk to me. What are we planning for the show tomorrow?
You've never called me before about what we're planning
you
on
guys
the show
don't
tomorrow.
Plan
we
the
don't
show.
Plan the
you know
show.
What, Aaron, don't let people know that. Tell them we're you know what, I'm gonna call you this afternoon on my work and we are gonna plan the show. You get ready for some huffy puffy with me.
Oh,
school holidays, I had a couple of nights at home where I was there by myself. My kids were staying with my parents. My husband was away for work.
What a joy.
So I think it was the first time where I've actually been in the house completely alone. Now, I never notice the creaks and squeaks of a house when other people are in it.
Yes,
but when you're the
right.
only person in the bedroom, you kind of start to think, oh, what was that?
Yes,
that
well, you're kind what? Of on edge, aren't you?
A little bit.
Naturally.
A little bit. And that's exactly what happened to a woman in Edinburgh who was lying in her bedroom and she was worried that a burglar was breaking into her home after she started hearing lots of banging noises. Now, for her sake, she actually lived with her brother. So
okay.
she started texting him saying, I'm really scared. Could you please go and check that everything is okay?
And
he replied, well, yes, everything was okay. He was actually just trying to break into a chocolate. So there's a particular chocolate over there called a Terry's Chocolate Orange. And the slogan is to whack it, don't tap it. Like you really have to kind of smash
yeah, right.
it to open it, which is what he was doing. Unbeknown
Midnight
to his sister,
snack.
Who is having a pink fit, thinking that there's an intruder trying
How
to get into the
home. How
hard
is he hitting that chocolate?
Bloody home. Bloody hard. Anyway, he has shared the text exchange on social media and it's just gone bonkers. Like a couple of 100,000 retweets. And
wow.
for that chocolate, I bet the sales have gone through the roof.
Oh, I bet. That's wonderful marketing.
Yeah.
Feel like one now.
Success.
Those two girls.
Listen to this story of success. A 9-year-old boy enters himself into a 5-kilometre fun run, okay? His mum's like, you go, boy. I'm going to come cheer you on. So she's standing there at the 5K finish line, waiting, no sun. She starts to panic, going, what, like maybe he's hurt himself, maybe he hasn't finished it, maybe he's in a world of pain, maybe he's taken a wrong turn. Turns out he did take a wrong turn, but it turned out to be a very right turn. He ran so fast, he accidentally found himself in the 10K run, which he won.
What?
So that's why he wasn't at the finish line of the 5K. The 10K finish line was obviously much further away.
Another 5K.
Another 5K. He'd finished it. He blitzed it. He won the 10K by accident.
And had he ever run 10K before?
Never. He was just like Forrest Gump and he just kept on running. Can you even believe it?
I mean, a 9-year-old doing 10 kilometres is pretty impressive.
What his time was,
let alone
Sarah.
Actually winning it.
That is remarkable.
Have you ever nailed something the first time you did it?
No. Oh, actually, a lie. I did. Water skiing.
What do you mean?
Water skiing. It's quite difficult,
you mean you got,
apparently.
Did you get
I wouldn't
up on the
know because I got
away.
Up on the first time.
Oh.
But apparently, it is quite difficult if you've never been water skiing before. When the boat pulls you at such high speed, usually most normal people will just have their arms sort of yanked out of their sockets.
Yeah, I can confirm that's what happened to me.
Or dragged along the surface of the water on their bellies.
Yeah.
But I somehow miraculously stood up first go.
I couldn't even hold onto the biscuit properly when
Sarah,
I went
it's not a biscuit. You're on
you know,
skis.
But you know when you're on the donut.
I'm not talking about tubing.
No, I couldn't even get up on water skis, so they had to put me on the biscuit. I couldn't even hold onto the biscuit. That
Why?
Was it. I don't know, just weak. Just weak and terrified. Do you want to run 5K with me?
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
I just entered you into the 10K race.
Those two girls.
Just one. Oh, I've missed those dulcet tones.
I'm excited.
Today's the day. One word song game. Aaron will play Lees and me one word from a song and we have to guess title and artist. It's first one in to complete both.
That's right. Now, we can steal. I will remind you that the score is currently 14-10 to me.
Well done.
Of course, that's why you wanted to remind people. All right, Azzy.
All right, word number one is...
Christina Aguilera! What a girl wants!
Christina Aguilera. Oh, yeah.
Lee's okay, with the points.
Yeah, Lee's got that. Fair and square.
All right. Next word is... Oh, I've changed it.
But it doesn't realize he hurts her so bad. I can't believe it now.
Chase Waterfalls by Salt and Pepper.
No.
Chase Waterfalls by
Aaliyah.
No. Waterfalls by
TLC.
Oh, shit.
Oh, rude for a tiebreaker.
Bloody hell. TLC, Salt and Pepper.
Couldn't plan this any better. All right, word number three, to break the tie.
Okay.
Teeth
so
by
when you act
teeth
so
by five souls.
Oh.
I was just saying how much I love that song, Sarah.
15-10. Anything to say?
She's now 33% ahead of me again.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What? Don't do you know what? I'm a gracious loser. I am a gracious. When I lose, I say yes.
I'm just singing the ditty. I'm a gracious winner.
How do you say the word ditty and then know that Five Sauce sung that song? How? It's one of life's great
because
mysteries.
Because I do love that song, Teeth.
I didn't even know that was the word. Actually, I thought it was sweet.
The word was sweet.
Oh, was it?
What?
From
yeah,
that
but
part
the, song
of the song
is called Teeth.
Yeah, no, but that word was sweet.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Play some better ones that I know next
Happy
week,
Friday.
Please,
TGIF.
Have a great weekend.
Lovely.
I'm done.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What are your weekend plans, ladies? Long weekend
Al,
in some
do you know
parts
what?
Of the country.
We are firing up the pizza oven for the first
How
time.
Exciting.
It's the inaugural fire up of our brand new pizza oven.
I love a good fire
which
up.
Which Dane built. He built it with his bare hands. Cool. Now I have to figure out how to make dough.
I'm back on the ketchup because you'll be using tomato sauce for your pizzas, won't you?
Well, I'll be ketchup. Using. I won't be using ketchup. I'll be using passata.
I'm just looking.
Are you a passata kind of girl?
100.
See, we get. That's not a word. When we fire up our pizza oven.
Do you have a pizza
well,
oven?
Well, we have like a pizza insert for the normal oven. You
got
know
it.
That
yep, yep.
We'll head to the gasworks.
Yeah,
and
tell
get some
me more.
Proper Italian pizza sauce.
Where from?
The gasworks.
Okay, what, the deli part of that?
Yeah, I think so. It's different.
And what, is it in a jar?
No, it's in,
or in a tub?
It's in a tin. It's tinned. Canned. It's canned.
But there's nothing chunky in it. It's just a sauce. It's smooth.
It's the exact sauce that you'd get if you were in
Amazing.
Italy.
This is great knowledge, great intel. Thank you. I might head like now.
Can I just tell? This has been confirmed about tomato sauce.
Please, you haven't said anything
yet.
Hurry
up. Four,
it's got an acetic acid content of about 4% from the vinegar used in the recipe.
See, I told you that.
And thanks to its high viscosity, the gloopiness, it's great for shining brass, copper, and silverware.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. And yeah, it's also recommended as a conditioner for blondes whose hair takes on a green hue after being in a chlorinated pool. The things that we pass on, the knowledge that we find and pass on, it's a community service, this show. It should also be on Community FM. So.
I agree.
I don't know.
No, go on. No, finish your sentence.
No, it's time for me to go.
Where are you going?
To Gasworks to get some tomato sauce.
It's too early. It's only about 6:15.
Well, I'll wait for it to open.
You want the sauce that badly?
I really do. Do they sell dough there too?
We make our own dough.
Do you have a good recipe?
It's quite basic.
Do you let it prove?
Yeast and for like half an hour or so.
Really? That's it?
Just so.
And is it a crispy base?
Well, it rises.
I've heard of Domino's already.
Oh, shut up,
you can
Sarah.
Buy the pre-made dough. They have it at like Woolworths and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But how good is that? Probably not great.
Haven't tried it.
Do you like a crispy base, a thin base?
I do like a thin and crispy.
Okay, is that what yours yields?
No, it's a bit hard to accomplish.
Okay,
in the barbecue.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't want a doughy.
You know what I think the sign of a good dough is? When it bubbles.
That's exactly what I'm after.
The girl who gets you is going to be lucky, Aaron. She really is. If only I was 17 years younger.
You're a freak.
17. You're give or take freak. A decade.
Call HR.
Take her back to the cult.
With her bells.
Kumbaya, Aaron.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hitter and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.